This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
There is a lot going on around the NFL. A very good edge rusher released. One is looking for a trade. We've been talking about it today and what it may mean for our Falcons. Also, Mike, we just got word about one Georgia coach that you will want to hear about. Stay tuned. We're going to tell you all about it here on the show within the next 20 minutes. 404-726-0929. That is the numbers we broadcast live from State Farm Arena, guys. We're down here on a Thursday, 5 o'clock hour, brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings, where it's Boneless Thursday. Buy one, get one boneless wings. And, of course, we're down here for 92.9 The Game Night. We just had Steve Holman stop by. Big shout-out to Steve. He just had a birthday pass. And he was saying, hey, what are you guys going on tonight? Well, think the first half.
Hey, man, look for us somewhere, I guess in the first half, and we'll be out there, maybe with a microphone, maybe not.
Probably not.
What do you think I'm going to say? What, is it me? It's never you. Because you, you're going to play by the rules.
It's never you.
It's never
it's
you.
Me.
It's always me.
It's me.
You know, I'm going to be the one that's going to say something stupid and get in trouble.
It's so, never you.
They're gonna, if they give me a microphone, they're going to turn it on. You know, it's like, but anyway, hey, man. Yeah, hanging out here at State Farm. We'll get into a number of subjects. You said, Carl, it's also got to be a busy day. But there's just nothing breaking with the Falcons as far as the news we're waiting to hear about. You heard about the Cowboys restructuring. We've heard about other teams moving money around to create cap space. But all we heard today is that Liam, the long snapper, is going to stick around for a few more years.
Who?
Liam.
Come on, man.
Me and Liam, we're going to beat you in the finals. Remember, Jesus.
Yes, exactly. But this is the news we're reporting right now. I need hardcore news. I need cuts. I need releases, Mike. I need savings. I need to know what we've got to spend in free agency. That's not news.
The Falcons sent out an official press release, Carl.
Yeah. Liam McCullough, let me tell you, you have no idea. There's only so many people. I was one of them.
Okay,
Who could do a spiral upside down. It's a very...
I'm not giving him enough credit.
Much like Liam Neeson, Liam McCullough has a very specific skill set.
Yes, he does. But that is what we're talking about. All right, we need to get into the Nick Bosa or the Joey Bosa situation. Right. Here's the deal. Chargers released Joey Bosa today. He's going to be a free agent. He can sign anywhere immediately, okay? The irony to all of this is that you say Joey Bosa, and if I just ran up to a football fan on the street on Peachtree and said, Joey Bosa, you'd be like, is he here? Is he coming? You're thinking about the Joey Bosa 7 years ago.
Right.
Not the Joey Bosa we've been watching the last few seasons. And by the way, their head coach, do you trust what Harbaugh does in the NFL? Knows what he's doing?
Yes, he does.
You don't let go of a guy unless you know or don't trust that he can get the job done. I trust that Harbaugh feels like his time has passed. We can do better, and so we're going to go ahead and allow you to be a free agent. I don't want another 30-something-year-old a guy that's on the decline, Mike, which is what
right.
we got in Judon last year.
Yeah, and guys, if Joey Bosa wants to come play for the Falcons for $8 million, sure. But he's not. He's going to want a big money contract. He's going to want one more big bite of the apple.
That's right.
And that's why we're getting to, if you want to say I'll trade with the Bengals for Trey Hendrickson, okay.
I'm with that.
Because that's a guy who's putting up numbers, what, 14 and a half sacks 2 years? This guy's putting up numbers, and he's healthy, right? He's 30, and Bosa's about to be on the wrong side of 30, but he's producing. Bosa didn't produce. Bosa started 18 games the last three seasons. So, but because, to your point, Carl, he's a brand, we got guys just going bananas, and we got to run, don't walk, and go get a guy who can't stay healthy to come here and do what Judon just did.
And Judon, by the way, is going to be let go. We said this. D. Alford is another guy that the Falcons are going to move on from. Okay. Is that news? Because we felt like that was going to possibly happen.
Right.
Okay, so those things are going to play out. I am more concerned with some of the other guys on this team that are making significant money that could affect the cap and could help us achieve our goal of going out and acquiring some other talent. Real quick about Trey Hendrickson. He is an edge rusher for the Cincinnati Bengals. If you are a football fan, you're going to say to us, Dukes and Bell, the Bengals defense wasn't any good. No, but he is.
Right.
And you have to understand sometimes in the context of some of these defenses, just like Jesse Bates, ask around the NFL. People will say the Falcons defense wasn't any good, but Jesse Bates is hell. He's really good. Trey Hendrickson, since 2020, Mike, double-digit sacks. And this guy's been consistent. It's what I'm looking for. 17 and a half sacks? Are you kidding me?
I mean, that's insane. I mean, that, even, you know, go back to John Abraham. We've talked about guys. You know the history of this team. That's why I would take him, because he's healthy. Yes, he could become unhealthy this season, but right now he's healthier than Joey Bosa. And Bosa, as we said, guys, Bosa is not going to come here for nothing.
No.
And with the money and getting burned by Judon and everything, I've had enough experiences like, no, thank you. I watched a lot of Charger games this year. We saw the Chargers here this year. He's not the same guy. So you're thinking about now, if this is a time, if you could tell me Joey Bosa was having a contract impasse with the Chargers 5 years ago.
Different story.
6 years ago. Yeah.
Different
take story. Him. Bear in a minute.
Different story. I'm right with you. 404-726-0929. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Those are just two guys, two different places, I believe. And we've got to be smart. Like, I don't fault Terry for attempting to go out and get Judon last year because it's something we needed. But we got to be smart as we move forward in how you want to build this defense. This was a pressing need last year, and you said, hey, why not go get a vet? Sure, we'll give him a third-round pick. This guy's got some history.
Right.
It didn't work. So if you do it again, you got to have consistency and performance and proof that a guy has been really good, not coming off of an injury, that he's been really good the last 4 or 5 years. That's Trey Hendrickson. Mike, let's talk about Kirk Cousins real quick. Because today somebody asked us, why couldn't he be on this team when the season starts?
Right.
We're telling you we don't know if that's not going to be the case. The Falcons are saying we are comfortable, and again, that's a word they use, but I get it. They are okay with him still being here as the backup because they're using that as leverage to hopefully move him and have him on the roster when a team needs a quarterback, whether it be a devastating injury in camp, whatever happens. But why is it not okay for him to be on this team?
Guys, he misrepresented the facts, also known as lying. I mean, he was asked time and time again as things went south for him, are you healthy? And he said to the media, I'm not injured, I'm healthy. When he did actually show up with a shoulder issue the week of the Broncos game, he said it was a clerical error. We played that soundbite for you a million times. So he was demonstrative to everyone that I am healthy because he didn't like Michael Penix Jr. being drafted. He thought he was coming to Atlanta in a situation where he'd have carte blanche for at least 2, maybe 3 years. And then he was as surprised as we were when Penix Jr. was drafted. Now, here's the situation. You've got to be able to be straight with your teammates and your coaches. If you can't give 100% effort, and I understand that nobody's 100% Carl midway through the season, but to sit there, misrepresent it, cost your team games. The Chargers game comes to mind immediately. And then you continue to say, I'm fine. Then you've got the temerity, also known as balls, to come as soon as the season wraps up in front of a national audience at the Super Bowl, go on a number of broadcasts and podcasts and tell everyone, oh, no, I was really jacked up. My arm was a mess after that Saints game, and I wasn't the same, but I'm good now. That's not a good teammate. That's a bad teammate. And I'm surprised that so many guys push back on this. So I don't think you want the controversy. I don't think you want the media asking about things. Because they'll continue. I know I'll continue to ask about it. We'll want to talk to Kirk if he's on that roster.
Sure.
So the risk, Carl, of keeping him on the roster to a post-June 12th, that way you don't have to have any interaction with the team. That's fine. But he couldn't be in that building in July and August. You buy that?
I buy it wholeheartedly. And it's why I don't think it's going to happen. But we're trying to make sense of what is a crazy situation. And I know many of you think this just doesn't make sense. If you're paying him, why not have him here? Right. Why not have him on the team? It goes deeper than that. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game and stay up on everything that's going on as we're live down here at State Farm Arena. As we mentioned, Lauren Williams is going to join us, guys. We'll talk to her about the Hawks. They take on the Pacers tonight. Right. And we'll get her thoughts on the new guys and all the things that we've kind of gotten a feel on now and the play-in, because that's where it looks like the Hawks are going to be. These are two big games, man. If you can get Indiana twice tonight and then on Saturday, it would bode well for your standings. Obviously, Mike, they let one get away the other night when they had a game that they could have won against Milwaukee, and then I think they stole one against Memphis.
Right.
You know, you get a break, you get a fast break, a steal, and you make a huge layup by Caris LeVert. But we're going to talk to Lauren coming up here in less than 10 minutes.
And like, I don't want to be, you know, glass half empty. It is what it is. I think we're just going to kind of be living like this the next 20 games. I just think we're kind of...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Step forward, two steps back. Nights where you see Reese Hoshea just go off. You get that win you mentioned against Memphis. Other nights, look, it's just not there because the starting five are just not reliable night in, night out. But, man, Caris LeVert's been a revelation.
He has.
And I said to Carl yesterday, you know, he's on an expiring contract. What does your future roster look like? That's the kind of piece I want. I mean, he could be a hell of a sixth man for you the way he's playing right now for this team.
I agree. And you know, you need scoring off the bench. We always talk about this.
And you got to replace Bogey's production. We get that.
Yes, Bogey and Hunter for what Hunter was giving you. But Hunter replaced Bogey this year. Now you're looking forward to a guy to replace Hunter or two. Maybe even Terrence Mann. I know he's under contract, but I think the Caris LeVert situation is working itself out where they got to bring him back. I'm with you.
Hey, man, another thing, guys, real quick. As Carl mentioned, there's a big story about Georgia we're going to get into later in this big 5 o'clock hour. We've also been exploring today if we're not going to go edge and free agent. See, it's hard to have these conversations as radio hosts when we don't know how much money we've got to spend.
Well,
I'm not making excuses, but we can talk about DJ Reed, a corner who played for Jeff Ulbrich.
Yes.
We can talk about, you know what I want. I want, there's a couple of players that I would be really interested in. But certainly, I would love to get anybody from the Eagles who's not already signed back over here. You know, Josh Sweat to me would be a perfect fit. But it's hard to know where we stand because we don't even, technically right now, we don't have cap space to sign our draft class.
If they were to restructure, and they could be doing this, all of our vets who are currently under contract, we're talking about Grady, Lindstrom, Bates.
Right. Okay. So you're bringing Grady back.
This is the deal. Because, again, it's going to save you on the cap. If you still think he can play, and I do, it saves you on the cap, okay? So you extend him.
Right.
His salary gets reduced. His cap number goes down, and it saves you overall money.
You move A.J. Terrell's money. You move Lindstrom's money.
All our big players.
Jesse Bates.
That's exactly right. Guys, we could get to $50 million. But are you willing to do it? Are you willing to extend or restructure all of those guys? And what you're saying is we believe that all these guys in 2 years are going to still be viable.
Well, if I'm Terry Fontenot, two ways of looking at this. You know, this is my mess I've made on the defense I'm trying to fix. But then the other side is, if I don't fix this, it's another general manager's problem anyway. You know? It's kind of like the mess he inherited from...
chips all in.
It's kind of like the mess he inherited from Dimitroff. We only had one or two ways to move the money, and then Julio wanted to raise, so Matt kept to be that guy. That's what Dak is right now with the Cowboys. Yeah, if I'm Terry, I'm doing everything you just said to create as much cap space as possible and as much impact you can make.
If they wanted to, they can do that. Yet, we haven't seen anything. All right, we're taking a timeout. We're coming back. Lauren Williams is going to join us. We'll talk Hawks with her down here at State Farm. Tonight is 92.9 The Game Night. It's Dukes and Bell. Hawks, Pacers tonight at State Farm Arena. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We're down here for 92.9 The Game Night, which means you'll see us on the court along with a variety of other personalities from the radio station. Looking forward to seeing everybody down here tonight. But Lauren Williams covers our team for the AJC and AJC.com.
Yeah.
She sits down with us here, and Lauren, good to see you as always. We still won at Memphis.
Yeah.
Come back home, had a chance to win one against the Milwaukee Bucks. That score is, what, 121 apiece?
Yep.
And then they score the last 6 points, and we can't. Trey said he was frustrated at himself. He missed some shots at the end. So you look at tonight's contest, and you go, all right, we got to win some games at home here. This is a long homestand.
Yeah, these are those games that the Hawks should be winning, especially since they have that sort of home court advantage, if you will. I did joke with somebody at the Bucks game at the beginning. It's like you couldn't really tell which fan base was cheering the loudest because you couldn't tell what was going on. Because if the Bucks scored, you'd hear cheers. If the Hawks scored, you'd hear cheers. And it's just you have to watch the game to understand, you know, who's doing what. But, yeah, they got to win. It's important that they get these games, especially with how tight things are between Orlando, Miami. Obviously, Orlando's kind of in a weird spot where they've gone on the other side of the win-loss column, but Miami's peaking a little bit. They did just lose to the Cavs the other day, so maybe the Hawks catch a little bit of a break there. But honestly, I think their best bet right now is 7 through 9. They're obviously at 9 right now, but you'd love to see them go up to 7 just because with that play-in game, you'd rather them have to worry about winning one versus trying to win two.
Sure. And all these teams are just so similar, as you just pointed out. We're just a half a game out of 8. Mm-hmm. We're a game and a half out of the 7. So, and all these teams are all incomplete. Miami's not the same team without Jimmy Butler. Mm-mm. You know, Orlando's had some injuries as well, you just referred to. And no one buys the Bulls. So, so could you foresee, though, what Trey did a couple years ago, where he just could take over a game like he did in Charlotte or he did in, back then it was, Cleveland?
Mm-hmm. I definitely think we can see Trey take over, but I think what the Hawks really want him to do is getting guys like Caris LeVert involved, getting guys like George Niang involved, getting guys like Terrence Mann involved, getting those guys so that if a team tries to send a double at him, if somebody's hot, he can find somebody, that open man, and they can get some of those scores going. And that was kind of what got them in trouble in Miami. You want to see them sort of evolve past the needing Trey to take over in games. And so the fact that we're seeing good things out of Caris LeVert in the clutch is huge, and you just want to see that happen more consistently.
Lauren, what's your take on the new guys? I mean, now they've been here a little bit.
Yeah.
When they got here, everybody's like, what is this?
Yeah.
I said that.
Okay. Niang can shoot it.
Yes.
As I like to say, Niang, shoot that thing.
Yep.
Terrence Mann defensively has been really good. And then you talk about Caris LeVert, who I think a lot of people are surprised. And then I remember Trey saying this a few weeks back. He was like, look, Caris LeVert has always been a really good player.
Yeah.
But he was hidden on that Cleveland team.
Yeah.
And now we're getting the chance to see him. What's your take on these guys?
I mean, I remember when Caris was kind of that guy in Brooklyn. I mean, he went to that Nets team that was under Kenny Atkinson, and then he kind of would take over games. And I feel like we're starting to see that guy again. I mean, we've seen him come up in some seriously clutch moments.
Right.
And so I'm really impressed with what he's been able to do. I think, again, Niang can shoot that thing, as you can say.
Yeah.
Again, you just want to see some of the stuff happen more consistently. I think what I'm not as impressed with is just how much Terrence needs to kind of be ramped up. But we've been seeing him get more aggressive as of late. And then, obviously, Niang's defense hasn't been where you necessarily want to see this team be. But he's a big body, and you can't really, you know, undermine that or not take that into account. So I'm pretty impressed with them. I would be interested to see if the Hawks want to re-sign Caris LeVert. I think they should, because you have his bird rights. You can bring him in, and it doesn't affect the cap nearly as much as if you were bringing somebody off the street. So I like him, and I would want to see what the Hawks are able to do with these three guys with a full season under them.
Lauren Williamson. She covers the Hawks every day. And she's with us here on Duke Sibel live from State Farm. Yeah, I was just going to ask you, just answer the question. So, yeah, because it is an expiring contract.
Mm-hmm.
His athleticism, you know, when Dyson Daniels makes that steal in Memphis, the way he cuts to the basket, 21 the other night in a losing effort. So, but that's the kind of bench scoring. You got to replace Bogey.
Yep.
You got to replace Carl. We just mentioned DeAndre Hunter last break. So, how are we going to spend this dividend we've been given because of the things we did at the trade deadline?
I mean, You definitely aren't going to bring a guy like Garrison Matthews back, so that's obviously going to free up some cap space to potentially do a little bit more. Obviously, you just brought Dom Barlow in, and he's a cheaper guy than maybe a Garrison Matthews would be as
like
a free
agent. I like Barlow.
Yeah, so I definitely think the Hawks did some moves that, you know, give them a little bit more flexibility of moving off of Bogdanovich's contract, moving off of DeAndre's contract. And, you know, you can be able to sign a guy like Caris maybe in the $10 million range over a couple of years. We'll see. You know, this team likes to do some of those smaller contracts over longer periods of time. We see what they did with Veet in the offseason. So, I mean, it opens up some room to maybe potentially court some other cheaper free agents that are on the market, but I'm not particularly impressed with this free agent class.
Right.
So,
Carl, just as a follow-up, too, we were just talking about this. You're here, so perfect to ask.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a star, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. And that's the frustrating part about this team is that, you know, your second star is Jalen Johnson, who just hasn't been able to stay healthy these last couple of seasons, and especially with how much of an impact he is going to make. I think you want to see this team further along, maybe before you're trying to court that star free agent.
Lauren Williams joining us, guys. Hawks, Pacers tonight. Why do you think we have an issue with this team? They've kind of owned us the last couple of seasons.
The Hawks can't defend the three, and this team shoots a lot of threes. They shoot a lot of threes, especially with a guy like Miles Turner who can switch the floor or space the floor, excuse me.
As a big,
As a big, and so that's going to be a test for a guy like Onyeka Okongwu, who has been playing really, really well as of late. He's a lot more mobile than a Clint Capella, but I think if this team is going to be able to kind of stop some of those threes, it's just making sure that they're getting to their rotations on time, they're helping in time, and they're not leaving wide open threes. I think that's the big thing that's hurt them, is that they've been late to some of those rotations and guys have been wide open.
Lauren, do you think it was a mistake that we didn't move Clint at the trade deadline? I know he's embraced his role off the bench.
Right.
But he's going to walk away, right?
You get nothing for him.
Yeah. I think the thing is, it's just, what were you going to get for him? Like,
Value-wise.
Seriously, what were you going to get back for him? I just think there wasn't really a market for him. I think if they were able to move him,
they would have.
It's similar to DeAndre. I mean, we didn't hear what there was a big market for a guy like DeAndre Hunter, but you're able to move him for not only two vets, but a few second-round picks.
Sure.
To a team that's a contender. So they're kind of trying to buy. I don't think there were any buyers out there for Clint.
We talked about this when it went down. We haven't talked to you since. Mm-hmm. But when Trey had the run-in with the lady ref,
yeah.
and then made the comments. And I just thought that Carlos and I said, of all the things, if you don't listen to Trey or know where he's at,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was the most eloquent argument for him that anyone's made, including his coaches, since he's gotten here, basically saying, look, I'm not expected to get every call, but, we got folks, there's vendettas, and it's very getting personal. And I thought he made a great point, but the rest of the country's not going to hear that.
I think the thing that stuck out to me when he made that comment was that I'm not the same person I was when I was 19. And so, as officials, you want to be able to believe that they can see that these guys can evolve and grow and mature. But then you also want to see them, be a little bit more equal in terms of those star calls. I mean,
we just don't win enough to get those calls.
Maybe, but then I was watching the game against the Grizzlies and Thunder yesterday, and the discrepancy between some of the calls that Ja Morant was getting and some of the calls that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was. It was just kind of, and for as much as Ja is driving to the basket and getting kind of whipped around in the paint a little bit, he wasn't getting nearly as many calls as a guy like Shai, who, happens to do a little bit more from the mid-range. So it's interesting. I don't want to get fined. I don't have NBA fine money. But fortunately, I'm also not a player. But the Hawks have just not gotten a lot of luck in terms of the officiating so far.
We'll see what happens tonight. Shai, your MVP, by the way?
He's at the top of my list for sure.
Okay.
I can't vote, though.
All right.
I don't have a vote.
What?
All right. No, the AJC doesn't vote on awards like this.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I was talking about that with Tim Tucker in the old days. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that's not right.
No.
You know what? I'm okay with it. I don't want that pressure.
You don't want that smoke? No. Like Diana Rossini telling who you're voting for MVP?
Exactly.
The Hall of Fame?
When that list comes out and they're like, why did she vote for? I don't want that. I'm okay. I'm okay without that.
All right. I love her answer. He's at the top of my list.
Yeah.
And by the way, we spent a lot of time having some fun, but man, the Lakers look great.
They do. I mean, Luka Magic.
The question you just mentioned, SGA, can Oklahoma City handle their business now? Mm-hmm. Imagine if you get the 1-2 in the West.
Mm-hmm. That's going to remind me sort of that Nuggets LA series a couple of years ago. I lean a little bit more toward OKC just because of the size that they have, and if Chet is healthy and they're playing him and Hartenstein at the same time, I don't know if Rui and Jackson Hayes can handle that for a 7-game series.
Lauren, before we let you go, they're so good defensively. We're talking about OKC.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't watch them every night because they're in the West, but they came here and I'm just like, they're so good defensively.
They're in a league of their own in terms of defense. The Cavs are the closest second for that for me.
Agreed.
So I don't know. I really want that Thunder Cavs series. I really do for the finals.
We'll see.
Really, really do.
Lauren, thanks for stopping by as always. Great job. Read her. Check her out, AJC.com. She covers the Hawks for us, Hawks Pacers tonight. Then they play on Saturday.
Yes, they do.
So we'll get a chance to see what they do in this 2-game series. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, we got Georgia news to talk about.
You know, Carl, it reminds me, or maybe Fricky, of when John Quincy Adams had his corrupt bargain in the Senate. Well, if you're not familiar, probably didn't learn that in school either, kids, with Henry Clay. I'm going to tell you, there's going to be some dog fans going to hear this news today and might be a little bit upset.
All right.
Or very upset.
We're going to tell you what that news is when we come back live at State Farm Arena. It's 92.9 The Game night. It's Dukes and Bell. So, we've been following a lot of stories today. And all of a sudden, we get wind of another story that has to do with our dogs. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, this is a story, as you said, that may make some people upset, and others will say, wait a minute.
I didn't even know he was deserving of this or that it was already in the contract. So lay out the information on Mike Bobo.
All right, man. The guy that first broke the story, our friend Mark Weiser from the Athens Banner-Herald, subsequently picked up by other dog sources. Mike Bobo signed a contract extension before the 24 season began. So it would have been before last season.
Okay.
So last summer, perhaps last spring.
Okay.
And that was a contract extension that basically pays him through the 26 season. Right now, Mike Bobo is making $1.403 million. That will increase to $1.503 million on July 1st. And then $1.603 million on July 1st of 2026. And then he's contracted through the conclusion of the 26th season.
Sure.
So basically, there was a contract. And as Mark Weiser reported, the Athens Herald reported, it was not reported. It was not released to us from Josh Brooks or from the athletic department.
No, it was not. This bother you?
Well, I mean, if he's your guy, stand by your man. If you're going to pay him, get out of the county square and say, I just gave this guy a two-year extension. So, or a year extension, which is what it amounts to. Look, Kirby is loyal. We know that. Kirby is very stubborn, or not stubborn, but he's locked into his people, right? And I do think that Mike Bobo is a good, competent offensive coordinator. Is he the best offensive coordinator in college football? No.
No.
And the stats would bear that out. Now, the offensive line, not Bobo's fault that they weren't up to snuff, and we've covered some of the shortcomings of the receiver core that was just, let's be honest, Carl, downright laughable at times with their drops.
It is.
But, I mean, I don't know. I just thought Todd Monken was really good. Todd Monken got the most out of everybody. Subsequently, they've not had the same talent. I think the offensive line was not even close to what it was in the two championship years back-to-back. But you know me, man. I'm always lukewarm on Mike Bobo. I just think there's a better, younger, more exciting ideas out there and other coordinators in college football that I wish Kirby would be tapping into.
What do you guys think? The news, again, this deal was already done. It was already cooked into the contract, but it never was really announced. And so we get word, and how it's been, you know, at least expressed, Mike, is, hey, Bobo gets an extension. Well, it is, but in really it's not. This is his contract. It's just raises within the contract.
Right. It's not a new contract. We're just getting the details. And our buddy Rusty Manziel hitting out said he was told that Mike Bobo had an offer from another school that was a significant raise had he chose to leave Athens. So Rusty Manziel saying that there was another offer on the table for Bobo to jump ship, and that's part of the reason this came in.
Came out.
Was added into the contract presumably last summer.
Okay. Look, you got to keep good people. I'll say this. For Kirby Smart, and obviously he's the guy that's got to believe in the guys that are around him and his coaching staff. I think, Mike, and I said this at the end of the season, I don't think Kirby Smart looks at Mike Bobo and says, it is your fault we didn't run the ball well. It is your fault that we had all the drops and all the things that we talked about with this offense.
Right.
Although he is the offensive coordinator. But I also think if those things get fixed and this offense looks like it did or either a similar fashion, because it was never great last year. There were times it was good. There were times it wasn't. Ole Miss shut them down.
I mean, Ole Miss, I was going to say, Ole Miss scored. Will ran down the field on you.
What was the defense? I mean, they didn't do anything offensively.
To me, we were, like, I'm not saying we got on the hype train, but we thought Trevor Etienne was really going to be a dog.
He didn't do anything.
And they never maximized his talent.
Didn't do anything.
And Frazier's going to have his chance to shine. Frazier, we love the athleticism. You see why Frazier was the recruit that he was, but he puts the ball on a rug too much. But I just thought, you never committed to the run. It's run the damn ball. It's a reason people have it on T-shirts. It's just been the same thing with Bobo over the years. And then this year, look, as you say, man, Tyson said, you got to play until somebody punches you in the mouth. What's your counter? What's your plan B and C? That's what I don't see evolving under Mike Bobo at times during the dog season this last year.
We're going to find out with this quarterback situation and the development of the quarterback situation. It's funny you brought up Rusty because he came on earlier today and he said, he talked to some people, and they are determined to get back to running the football this year. Well, okay, I hope they do, because there's no way in hell that Georgia should be one of the worst teams in the SEC in running the football on any Saturday. So, with that said, yeah. I think that is going to be the key to the development of their quarterback. But that's still all Mike Bobo.
My buddy Dale King Kamehameha, who's a big, you know, he's a big Georgia booster. He says it would have been the team. It would have been in the old SEC East, the team that was calling for Bobo.
Okay. All right. Look, rumors get out. Some is true. Some are fabricated.
Right.
Sometimes your agent says, hey, he's got other people that are interested. I don't know if it's true or not. But at the end of the day, he didn't leave.
Nope.
And if the offer was that good, I don't care what school it was, he could have easily said, they're giving me X amount of more money. I want to go. What Bobo knows is they've got a
They've got a really good system at Georgia. They're going to be good, continue to be good for a long time. You go somewhere else, Mike, right now. Yeah, you may be calling the plays or getting a big fat raise for a couple of years, but at the end of the day, you'll probably be looking for a job in a couple of seasons. Yeah. He knows he's got stability at Georgia. So this, to me, was just a play to say, hey, I'm wanted. And when you know that you're wanted and they know that you're wanted, you get a raise.
Now, a lot of guys hit us up on the text line. I don't have access to all the texts, but guys hit me up on Twitter saying, look, when you go back and look at Stetson Bennett, was a generational talent. It was a unique situation. Again, it's just the stars aligned. And thank God you got Stetson Bennett, which no dog fan, even if he won a national championship, would even give him the credit, right?
No.
But Monken had Brock Bowers and had all those weapons, receivers that could make plays, good depth at running back, and just a better offensive line. So I do agree there, but that's my point. You and I've drove you crazy back in September. I'm like, why are you getting to like a peeing contest with Alabama on the road? Run the ball. You know, don't get in. All of a sudden now you let the momentum of the game just get away from you. And Beck wasn't good. We know that. But I just thought there was still a chance to keep running that football in that first half. Not the plan.
Yeah, when you talk about Ole Miss having a better year offensively than Georgia, Arkansas, Mike, averaged more yards per game than Georgia.
How about that? With a quarterback that, you know, that runs like a deer and throws like a deer.
Auburn averaged more yards per game than Georgia. South Carolina, who came on late. That should like never happen.
But that's my point. There was another offer for him in the offseason before 24. Georgia matched or eclipsed it. Keep Bobo. And I'm not saying that's Kirby's that's like a security blanket. But man, you're Kirby. You can get anybody you want in the country. Georgia can get anybody in the world to come and coach. Yeah. And he's got more money than Rick ever had. He can always go do better.
So here's the kicker, though. This is the part we're talking about with the run game. And this falls, again, on Bobo. And by the way, I'm not saying run the ball every damn play. There is a balance that goes along with this.
Right.
But if I was to tell you that the Dogs only averaged 137 yards during the season per game, you say, oh, that sounds pretty good. Until you start looking at the Aggies, Mike, averaged 195 yards per game on the ground.
Right.
Texas, 160 yards, 184 yards for the Razorbacks. All these teams were better than the Bulldogs. As a matter of fact, they were second to last in the SEC in running the football. That is a problem. You should never be second to last at Georgia third to last or whatever it is in any category. But that's what we're talking about. South Carolina was better. Ole Miss, Alabama, Missouri was better at running the football than Georgia last year.
And that's why when we say run the damn ball, Bobo, again, Carl just laid it out there. We're not saying to sit there and be 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Not everybody.
You know, and look like, you know, Coach Dooley back in the day. But it just does drive me crazy that when you get into this, you know, it's like, I get it. They come out swinging. And then it reminds you like that Boise State game all the way to 10, 11 years ago, where just play to your strengths. Don't get into that, like, now we're going to get into a throwing contest with Milroe. And I get it. You know, Carson Beck, the preseason hype, he's going to be a Heisman Trophy winner or candidate and all that stuff. I don't know, man. I just absolutely despise that game plan in Tuscaloosa last year.
Well, look, we're going to find out. I think there's pressure. I know people don't want to say this, but there is pressure. When you start looking at these numbers and you're saying all these offenses in the SEC were better than you, we're not even talking about nationwide. We're not talking about, you know, the Ohio States or the Oregons, which obviously were better. It's just in your conference. Georgia has to be better offensively, and that's the pressure of Mike Bobo.
It's not Bobo's fault that Lovett drops the pass, but think about this. 14-0, Georgia gets the football against Alabama. 1st and 10, throw. 2nd and 10, throw. 3rd and 6, throw. I mean, just run the freaking ball. I mean, you're making my argument for me. Another 3 and out, and then Alabama's off and running like it's a video game.
All right, guys, what do you think? 404-726-0929. You can hit us up.
Big moments, big games. That's when you can get underneath the fingernails of the offense and say, look, this doesn't make sense.
Well, you're not managing the game the way you should.
Right.
That's what you're talking about there. You're on the road. It's the same thing we saw against Notre Dame. You're not managing the game the way you should. Go in at the half and feel like you've put in a good half of football. You've got a whole nother half, but instead you're going to take a chance and drop back a kid, and you've got no protection for him.
Right.
Manage the game. That's what you're talking about.
And a chance, I mean, with what 75 seconds to go down the field and get in field goal range?
That makes sense.
That was a big ask on a good day. That's going to be difficult enough in Sanford Stadium, let alone at the Sugar Bowl.
So those are the things we're talking about. But either way, Bobo's got some extra money cooked in. And, again, I don't have any problems. I don't have as many problems, should I say, as Mike. I just feel like last year it was more about execution and the lack of it from players on the field.
Offensive line wasn't as good.
Than it was Bobo and the play calling. And I'll say this. If he knew three or four games into the season, Coach Smart, we're going to have a problem running the football. I got to adjust. And then you're having all these drops.
Right.
Like, I'm calling these plays. Guys are open. They're getting hit.
And Beck is putting the ball in guys' hands. Now, the problem is when you combine that with Beck throwing those picks.
Yes, that was the issue.
And some of the losses. And then it's just a blank shot.
Yeah. What did he throw? Eight over four games or something of that nature? We're talking about Carson Beck.
So, again, if you're just tuning in, the Athens Banner-Herald had it first. It's not like it's some sort of secret deal. It's just it was a contract extension tacked on before the 24 season began because somebody in the SEC was sniffing around Mike Bobo. And so now he's got an extension. He's under contract to the end of 2026.
All right, man. We got plenty more to dive into. We're live at State Farm Arena. I just saw this. Doesn't surprise me. I told you guys months ago he cared about one thing. Stephen A. is getting $100 million from ESPN. 5 years, $100 million. ESPN's not commenting on it, but I told you guys that's all he was caring about is getting this deal done. He was making about 12 a year, but they're saying his focus is solely going to be on First Take, and it's going to give him opportunities to make other appearances elsewhere. We know he's kind of diving into the political thing, but either way, Mike, highest paid
guy. Well, people want him to dive in. He's saying he doesn't want to dive in.
Well, he's been doing political shows.
Right.
So he's going to do more of that. But
he was really good on Politically Incorrect a few weeks. I mean, on Bill Maher's show a few weeks ago.
Well, he's been doing Fox. He's been doing all of it. But I think more than anything, this has been the face, and I think it's the right move for ESPN. And a lot of people are going to be talking about this. Not everybody at ESPN is going to get this kind of deal, but everybody said, oh, Pat McAfee got X amount of money. And Stephen A. at the time said, well, he just did his deal. I did mine 3 years ago.
Right.
Now he becomes, again, the highest paid guy there, and I think it's the right move. 404-726-0929. We're coming back. We got more to get to as we're live at State Farm. Hey, 6 o'clock hour straight ahead. If you come down tonight, and I just had somebody hit me, Dukes, I'm coming down. I'm bringing my kid. All right. We'd love to see you guys, but again, we are going to be on the court, Mike and I, in the first half. Turtle's going to be on the court in the second half, is that right? Doing the T-shirt tosses and all that stuff. So the timing of this exactly, I'd love to give you, but hey, man, if you're at the game, you'll get a chance to see us on the big screen. So hope to get a chance to meet you guys.
And as you're coming to the main entrance, guys, right next to the old CNN sign right down the street, we're behind the TA in Atlanta. Otherwise, come by and see us, man. Say hello to Dukes and Bell.
All right, we're coming back. We're coming back. And when we do, by the way, Mike, we got to get into this free agent stuff. More news breaking in the NFL with potential guys the Falcons should be interested in. We're going to tell you who those guys are.
And somebody they should not be interested in.
True. Next.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.